You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, it is a good morning and welcome to Wednesday. What do we say on this day of the week? We say WTW. Of course we do. Welcome to Wednesday. And it just happens to be the 8th of March. Let's take a look, shall we, at see if there's any interesting birthdays for the 8th of March. Anne Bonnie. How about that? Anne Bonnie was born on this day back in 1702. Was an Irish woman who became a famous female pirate operating in the Caribbean. I'm sure we must have met her sometime. Carl Ferdinand von Graf, 1787 he was born. Now, he was a German surgeon from Warsaw and was a pioneer of plastic and reconstructive surgery and a founder of the German rhinoplastic surgery as well.
Good morning, world.
Hello. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Fool that is you. Didn't even turn around and check to see your victory turn. I guess
listens to what they say. That without living, there's no learning. And this is from the J, the O, and the E. Mary, 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 it's quite contrary. Yo, how did you earn your dough? You didn't finish school, you ain't got no job. But to the human eye, it's pretty simple. You're always talking about what you want is respect, but never thinking about the little boy you neglect. Spending his formative years in a living hell, not realizing one day he'd end up in jail. Now on the other hand, damn, my man's been planned to scam. Man, I'll be damned, it was the ultimate friend slam. He was saying that it was easy as pie, but little did Dan know he was about to die.
Taking a little trip back to the year 1992, and that's a song by the they call themselves a New Jack Swing Group, Joe Public, and released in March of 1992 as the second single off of their self-titled debut album, and it was a success, peaking at number 4 on the US Billboard Hot 100, number 3 in the Netherlands and New Zealand, number 10 in Belgium, and it was ranked at number 16 on Complex Magazine's list of the 25 best New Jack Swing songs of all time. So there we go. You live and learn, don't you? Talk about living and learning. I was just going back to Carl Ferdinand von Graf of 1787. And always felt that they got the expression of skin graft. Probably did, you know. Just thinking out loud, living and learning. But I love the thing it says here, and he was also a founder of the German rhinoplastic surgery. Back then, in 1787, they had plastic. Good grief. Actually, when I was a little kid and they bought me a zoo set with all these different animals. And I had a plastic rhino in that as well. Keeping on the time, 7.5 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Sobriety, more than a twist in my sobriety. You pig out till you've seen the light. Pig out till you've seen the light. Half the people read the papers, read them good and well. Pretty people, nervous people, people have got to sell. News you have to sell. Look, my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love has drawn right from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than a twist in my sobriety. More than a twist in my sobriety. Look, my eyes are just holograms. Look, your love has drawn red from my hands. From my hands, you know you'll never be more than a twist in my sobriety. More than a twist in my sobriety.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There we go. Oh, the Hollies, Long Call Woman in a Black Dress. Love the title of that song, apart from anything else. And before that was Tanita Tikaram and Twist in My Sobriety. And that's brought us with just a few seconds right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock, or 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. So it's time to do this, get you all cleaned up. through stuff and on your way, wherever it is you're going on this Wednesday morning. Yes, we're halfway through the week. Well, we will be at about lunchtime. Right, what have I got for you? Oh, yes. How about this one? It was a village people song originally, and this is a version by the Pet Shop Boys. The song, well, you may recognise it already. It's Go West. There we are, going west with the Pet Shop Boys. And that's it. Yes, oh gosh, you do smell better. Right. get yourself ready, and good luck wherever it is you're going today. Of course, a lot of starting schools. There's still some of the schools starting today, I think my nephews and nieces, I think, are possibly starting today. But some of them are, the older ones at any rate, I believe. Right, well, the original version of that, June 1979, was when it was released by Village People, Go West. But it was in 1992 when the Pet Shop Boys were asked by Derek Jarman to perform at an AIDS charity event at the Hacienda nightclub in Manchester. Chris Lowe of the duo selected Go West as the song that they wanted to perform, though singer Neil Tennant was unable to remember the lyrics during the performance. The two decided to record it as a single, but I mean, come on. That's a classic. Where were they, for heaven's sake, in 1979? The original single version of the song, set for an earlier release in 92, was a non-album single and was never used. However, both this extended dance mix and its similarly unreleased B-side, Forever in Love, an edited version that was released on the Very Relentless album in 1993 as well, were eventually released on the 2001 expanded reissue of Very. Now, let's take a look. What have we got for you? Oh, yes, I tell you what. Another sort of disco-y type song, possibly. Possibly, definitely. The Bronski Beat and Communards. Why? I don't know, they just decided to do it, for which we're truly grateful.
Oh, Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
1984, a song originally released by David Bowie. But Tina Turner covered the song for her 1984 album, which was Private Dancer. What I do like, have you ever seen the movie Tommy, which is a little bit of a cult movie, which starred Elton John as a pinball wizard? This is sort of, well, this is going back a while, but Tina Turner played the Acid Queen in the movie. And the way that she sings that one, 1984, is very reminiscent of the style in which she did that song from Tommy, Acid Queen. Right, time on the Breakfast Show to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Valet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
It's morning radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And keep an eye on the time. We're exactly 29 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Hang on. There we go. Let's take a look at some of the international news and some of the business news for this Wednesday morning. WTW, if you've just joined us, lovely to have you with us. China needs the capability to shoot down low Earth orbit Starlink satellites and defend tanks and helicopters against shoulder-fired Javelin missiles. This is according to Chinese military researchers who are studying Russia's struggles in Ukraine in planning for possible conflict with US-led forces in Asia. A Reuters review of almost 100 articles in more than 20 defense journals reveals an effort across China's military-industrial complex to scrutinize the impact of U.S. Weapons and technology that could be deployed against Chinese forces in a war over Taiwan. The head of Russia's Wagner mercenary group said on Wednesday that his forces had taken full control of the eastern part of Ukraine's city of Bakhmut, scene of one of the bloodiest battles of the year-long war. If the claim is true, it would mean that Russian forces control nearly half of the city in their costly push to secure their first big victory in several months. Protesters in the small ex-Soviet state of Georgia threw petrol bombs and stones at police on Tuesday night. This was after Parliament gave its initial backing to a draft law on foreign agents, which critics say represents an authoritarian shift. Police in the center of the capital, Tbilisi, used the water cannon and tear gas in an attempt to disperse thousands of demonstrators who fear that the draft law could hurt the South Caucasus country's hopes of European Union membership. A Missouri state law that declared several federal gun laws invalid is unconstitutional, a U.S. federal judge ruled on Tuesday, handing the U.S. Justice Department a victory in a bid to get the law tossed out. At issue was a measure Republican Governor Mike Parson signed into law in 2021 that declared that certain federal gun laws infringed on the rights of individuals to keep and bear arms under the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment. And the White House backed a legislation introduced on Tuesday by a dozen senators to give the administration new powers to ban Chinese-owned video app TikTok and other foreign-based technologies if they pose national security threats. The endorsement boosts efforts by a number of lawmakers to ban the popular app, which is owned by Chinese company ByteDance and used by more than 100 million Americans. A concert cellist linked to Russian President Vladimir Putin moved millions of francs through Swiss bank accounts without any proper checks, Swiss prosecutors will allege on Wednesday. This is at the opening of a trial of four bankers accused of helping him. Prosecutors say that Sergei Ruldugin, a close friend of the Russian president, according to the indictment and sanctioned by Switzerland, deposited millions of francs in Swiss bank accounts between 2014 and 2016. US-led international sanctions on Russia have begun to erode the dollar's decades-old dominance of international oil trade, as most deals with India, Russia's top outlet for seaborne crude, have been settled in other currencies. The dollar's preeminence has periodically been called into question, and yet it has continued because of the overwhelming advantages of using the most widely accepted currency for business. Stocks fell, the dollar hit multi-month highs, and US and German short-term bond yields were parked at their highest levels since at least 2008, as Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell put big rate hikes back on the table to tame inflation. Ahead of crucial US jobs data on Friday, MSCI's broad index of global stocks fell 0.3%, Europe's Stock 600 share index slipped 0.3% lower, and futures markets indicated a steady start on Wall Street after the S&P 500 index dropped 0.5% on Wednesday. Oil prices steadied after earlier losses on Wednesday, driven by fears that more aggressive US interest rate hikes would hit demand, while the market awaited further clarity on inventories. Brent crude futures climbed 11 cents or 0.1% to $83.40 per barrel. That was by 11:03 GMT today. US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures eased 9 cents or 0.1% to $77.49 a barrel. Both Brent and WTI fell by more than 3% on Tuesday after comments by US Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell that the central bank would likely need to raise interest rates more than expected in response to recent strong data. And Swiss fragrance and flavor maker Givaudan said on Tuesday that it was being investigated by European Union and Swiss antitrust authorities. This was after the EU announced earlier that it had raided several companies on concerns of a cartel in the supply of fragrances and fragrance ingredients. The UK Competition Agency also opened an investigation into the same sector. Got you. I think we should investigate this, don't you? Well, it just doesn't smell right, does it? And off they went. Right, back to the music. Matchbox 20.
Oh,
Matchbox 20 and back to good. Time to say a few good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou with us bright and early this morning. She's wishing everybody a very happy Women's Day. It is Women's Day today. She says wish Yasmin and Christina happy Women's Day. So that's done. They're both here. Right, now let me see. let's go to our everyday story of Greek folk. This is over there in Athens with Renee and Rick. Says, good morning, happy Wednesday. Rick had a business dinner last night, and I was bored, so I made crumpets for the first time. Oh, I love that. They're very sort of British as well, crumpets. Not for dinner, she said. I had leftover roasted pepper soup, so she had that for dinner. I ate some for breakfast this morning. This is the crumpets. And, wow, it was delicious, if I may say so myself. Light, fluffy, and perfect. Enough about me. Craters for the butter to sink into. Yeah, I know. I remember them well. Ours had their bright little holes all over the top. I remember those. Funnily enough, I didn't like the texture very much for them for some reason. This is the British crumpets. But I really enjoyed them because, like you said, you fill them up with butter. Oh, I'm one of these people that likes to have bread with their butter. Anyway, you asked if we could play a piece of music for you this morning by Jack Johnson. And it's Better Together. And indeed it is.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. Our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions of my heart, like why are we here and where do we go, and knock on me so hard. It's not always easy, and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars when we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Just might find their way into my dreams tonight, but I know that they'll be gone when the morning light sings or brings new things. For tomorrow night you see that they'll be gone too. Too many things I have to do, but if all of these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene, I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between, with only two, just me and you. Not so many things we got to do, or places we got to be. We'll sit beneath the mango tree now. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. We're somewhere in between together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together.
Better Together. That's Jack Johnson. That's for Renee this morning. And by the way, Renee, I noticed I did check in Facebook yesterday for some strange reason. I actually did it, and I saw all those pictures you sent us yesterday with all the flowers there as well. But you also had a picture of Rick, and Rick looked as if Rick was eating a moussaka, which is one of my favourite dishes. You didn't send me that one on the breakfast show, did you? You sent me your crumpets. No moussaka. Anyway, lovely to hear from you. And by the way, seeing it is tis International Women's Day today, so in honour of that, it's John Lennon. Keep an eye on the time. We're 13 before the hour of 8 o'clock. There we go, John Lennon and Woman. Now, I'll tell you what I was going to say. I remembered. That's the last one I remember what I'm going to say. I was going to tell you, because today is Wednesday, and normally joining us on Wednesday in the 8 o'clock hour, we have Andreas Clementi, but he cannot make it today. So it's you, me, the music, Yaz, Ingrid, going right through until 10 this morning. So anyway, I have this little box here. It says, in case of emergency, break glass. Well, I've got two. One has got a little bottle of Jack Daniels in it, and the other one has got this book in it. The book is called Trade Secrets, Everything You Will Ever Know Need to Know About Everything, from cooking to camping, decorating to dog breeding, and gardening to golf. And this book actually is sort of quite brown. Looks like it's been around. Let me just see if I can find the publishing date on here. Oh, the second publishing of this was apparently 2001. The book didn't look like looks as if it's had a hard time, this book. Also it was 1998, 1999 it was published as well. So I thought we would take a little wander through there. And I thought, why don't we do something about pets? We all have pets, don't we? So I've decided to do a piece that's about insects. Yes, people that keep insects as pets. We have a few running around in the kitchen sometimes, but we spray them and they go away. So that's what we're going to be. We'll take a rummage through that in the 8 o'clock hour, second hour this morning here on the Breakfast Show. Plenty of great music, of course, going right through until when? Well, until going right through until 10 this morning. Like this one. Cold Heart. Pernell Remix.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Why must I hurt myself?
Very good, isn't it? That is Will Young and Why Does It Hurt? Time on The Breakfast Show. We're making our way up to the top of the hour, so it's time for us to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Ballet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. At Ballet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car. Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Whenever I get you next to me, it's gonna be good. could not catch a ride. Now I stand here helplessly, yeah, hoping you get into me. I am so into you, I can't get enough of this.
That's the Atlantic Rhythm Section, so into you. Here on this morning's breakfast show, if you keep an eye on the time, by the way, we are 16 and a half minutes, and that is after what? That is after the hour of, after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Hit music right now on The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
that is what it's called. That's Joy Crooks, of course, and When You Were Mine.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, I've got my bags all packed, ready to go. I'm even there outside your door. Yeah, I'm ready to go. I even got a hat because where I'm going to go is nice and hot. Yeah, and I've got a friend who's going to loan me a converter because I had forgotten that certain countries in this world need converters. Not everyone has our standard plug, so I forgot, so I don't want to buy a new one. I've had them so many years when I traveled a lot, and I just said, I'm not traveling that much anymore, so I know if the lawyer travels all over the world, so I'll just give them to her. Well, I had to be, hi, can I borrow them back? And she said, sure, you can, and we're going to meet up. Hey, yeah, we're going to meet up and have some cocktails all in the city. So everybody who's going into work today, go in early or go in late, because I'm going to be driving in. I don't want to run into you in Tranque. Yeah, in Tranque. I'm hoping that that highway construction is getting better out there when you get close to Chorrera. Oh, man, that area. I know it's going to be great one day, but right now it's a pain in the beep. Yep, I know. We're on the air. We can't be saying that. Well, I am. I am ready, all packed, and just not getting excited yet because my sister keeps bugging me about we're supposed to go to Lima to go to Machu Picchu. But it was closed for a while, and it just opened up about 2 weeks ago. She got an email from one of the airline carriers that takes the flight from Lima to Cusco, and they've closed the airline. So I said, well, you going to get a refund on what you paid for already? And it turns out, nope, they ain't paying anybody. So she ain't going to get any money back on that. So now we got to find transportation from Lima to Cusco. Anyway, she's working on that. She started talking to me about that last night. I said, girl, I got enough on my plate because I'm doing something this week. I'm going to be traveling, and I need to focus on that before I focus on the next thing. So I'm hoping you all are focusing on driving correctly, making sure you use those turn signals. Be kind. Let people pass. Be kind. Let them turn. Stay out of that area that they say it's the block. What do they call that? Don't block the box. Please don't block the box. And I will hopefully see you in the afternoon, well, today, and then back to you tomorrow. So back to you in the studio.
Boys in blazers, union labor, the last of the line thought to get on. Leering drivers, beery lifers, and I want to know when we go on. As we travel. Nearly nowhere, meet the new dolphin of Duluth. No.
Go. That's the Decemberists and Travelling On. And yeah, Ingrid's getting ready, all packed up, ready to go. So, whatever it is, you go and have a great trip and, well, just take it easy.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Yes, I do. She said, I don't have to go right home, and I would kind of like to be alone. Some of you would. I said, me too. And so we took a stroll, wound up down by the swimming hole, and she said, do what you want to do. I got silly and found the frog in the water by a hollow log, and I shook it at her, and I said, this frog's for you. She said,
Jim Stafford and Spiders and Snakes. Well, I did tell you earlier on that Andreas can't make it this morning, unfortunately, so we don't have a movie review. So I broke out my emergency book, which is Trade Secrets, Everything You Will Ever Need to Know About Everything. And I thought, right, well, we'll look at pets, shall we? See what fun facts we can find about pets and how you can look after them. And I thought, well, if we're going to look at pets, why, let's have a look at insects. Yes, some people actually do keep insects. It says here, most insects are easier to handle if they're cool. They pop them in the fridge for a few minutes to slow down their metabolism. Right, okay. You know, it's funny you should say that, because I spend so much time trying to stop insects from getting in the fridge. If you have a wounded arthropod, this includes spiders, by the way, millipedes, centipedes, crustaceans, insects. Right, these are ones in the fridge that have sort of slowed down a bit. If you find one that has a damaged outer body casing, you can stick them back together with glue. How nice. If you can keep them still long enough. Now, let's take a look, shall we? Spiders. Of course, everybody wants to keep a spider, don't they? Right. Well, tarantulas, apparently, they make great pets. But they're not ideal to play with. You can enjoy looking at them rather than expect them to play a fetch for you. When buying a tarantula, avoid one that's huddled up in the corner with its legs tucked under it. If it doesn't react quickly or at all to touch, don't buy it. It's probably dying. And I don't know if you notice, it's the other way round. You know, if a tarantula sort of lands on your shoulder, you're going to react, aren't you? Or if not, you may be in the same position as the one in there, huddled up in a corner. Leave them alone, all right? Breakfast show time is 28 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock. This is the group, the 1975, and Somebody Else is what it's called.
So I heard you found somebody else, and at first I thought it was a lie. I took all the things that made sense, the rest I can do without. I'm looking through your phone and leaving with somebody.
Okay, so we've decided we want a tarantula. Somebody has. Now you've got to determine what do you want, a male or a female? Well, I'll tell you this. Suppose you, if you want value for your money, go for a female, all right? I'll tell you why. Totally good. There we go. 1975 there. Right, you've got to remember, a male tarantula will have little hooks, okay, on the undersides of its front legs. Now, reason to get a female. Mature males live from, wait for it, a couple of months to 2 or 3 years, depending on the species. Adult females, well, they can live for decades. Again, depends on the species. But I mean, you know, if you're going to buy one, if you're going to buy a male, make sure you get a good discount. Different species, of course, of tarantulas need different living conditions. Arboreals live in trees, of course, and make their homes in holes in the bark. Burrowers live in holes, and you will need to reflect this. They live on the ground, and you'll need to reflect this when you're buying their cage. All right, if you're going to get an arboreal, then you've got to make sure you've got a handy tree with a hole in it. And if you want a burrower, which lives in holes, you need to make sure that if you are going to get their cage, make sure there's a hole in the bottom, all right? Because they're going to want to dig a hole. Tell I'm really enthusiastic about spiders, can't you? Time on the break for show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 22 minutes right now, and that is before the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock.
I blame on you. That's what you do to me.
The first of those two was What You Do To Me from the Mavericks. Following on, this is CeeLo Green and Satisfied. Right, we were talking about, you know, how to keep your tarantula and, well, you know, what are you going to keep it in? Now, let's see. It says here, a home for a tarantula can be a 5-gallon aquarium, a large plastic jar, a plastic shoebox or custom-made cage. The top should be covered with a screen, mesh or cheesecloth so that there is enough ventilation, and make sure it's securely tight so that there are no escapes. And this is it. Tarantulas are the Victor Meldrews of the creepy crawly world. They don't really enjoy company and are best kept in solitary confinement. Right, but there's a good reason to have one, isn't it? I bought a tarantula, darling. Oh, great, dear. Where is it? It's over in there in the corner. Don't go and see it because it wants to be on its own. Okay. You've got to have a devotion for these things, really, haven't you? Keep an eye on the time. We're 14 and a half before 9 o'clock. Feels Like the First Time is the name of the song, and it comes from the band Foreigner. Actually, well, before we get back to our snakes, I'm digging through as well, taking a rummage through the music here. I think here's a good one. I thought we would play this for our friends out there, our boaty friends, those that of you might be out there today in your yachts or your powerboats, and I thought, oh, we've got something here for you. It comes from David Gates. It's called Sail Around the World.
I would sail around the world, look for gold and dive for pearl, but I know I will never get to go. I would like to win a prize, be in everybody's eyes, but it's true, I will probably not get to. My life has always been simple, no one ever knows when I come and go, and my dreams are ending at sunrise, and dreaming just don't make it so. So I've lived with no regret, wouldn't change a thing, and yet now and then that I could start again.
David Gates. Of course, David Gates, also the singer for the band Bread. But that's, here he is on his own. Sail Around the World. Now, getting back to our creepy crawlies, and we're talking right now about spiders, yes, tarantulas. And we're looking at the home for one, and the fact that they like to be left alone. So, don't have to do much to look after them. By the way, if you've got a ground-dwelling tarantula, be careful. It can easily be killed by a fall, even a short one. So don't let them climb too high. Now, when it says here, oh, here we go. Here's a good one. Spiders which are upside down with their legs in the air are almost certainly molting. Yes, now when they're the right way up with their legs tucked in, they're probably dead. But when they're lying on their back with their legs in the air, well, they're just molting. Makes a lot of sense. Leave them for a week until the new exoskeleton has hardened, usually when the fangs turn from white to black. And also, I don't know if you realize this, I think most of us had, tarantulas are venomous. That doesn't mean that they are lethal, but bites from some species can be extremely painful and cause some unpleasant symptoms as well. Some people can be allergic to the venom, and if you are bitten and experience difficulty breathing, see a doctor. I'd go and see a psychiatrist and find out why you were so close to a tarantula. How many of you out there collect insects? Let us know. By the way, how can you get in touch with us? That's relatively easy. There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come here. Don't touch that dial.
Bring us up to the top of the hour. That's Paul McCartney together with Wings and Silly Love Songs. Time right now, coming up to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Tell me what is on your mind. There's a place that we can go. To the heartbeat of a melody, and the music fills your soul. You know all I want to say. When I hear the music start, and I hold you oh so close to me, there's a fire in my heart. So let your body talk, speak the language of love. We dance the night away. Come let the music play. Forget the world outside and dance the night away. Tell it to you now, as we dance the whole night long, you can hear the words I want to sing in the magic of the song. You know all I want to say. When I hear the music start and I hold you oh so close to me, there's a fire in my heart.
Dance the Night Away from Engelbert Humperdinck. One of my mother's favourites was our Engelbert. And we dance the night away. And let's say a very good morning to Christopher. Christopher Voigtman, good morning to you. Also, let's say good morning to Mandy. She dropped us a little line when we talk about our tarantulas this morning. And by the way, Christopher, let's get back to Christopher. He dropped me a little note. We were playing Paul McCartney's Silly Love Songs. Well, at some point, Christopher says, in pop music history, songwriters stopped writing as many silly love songs and started writing a lot of breakup, You Are Terrible type songs. How would you class this one? This is one of my favourite, my favourite artists. The other one was my mother's, but this was Randy Crawford. We played some of hers yesterday. So how would we classify this? It's called He Reminds Me.
He reminds me of someone I once knew long ago. He reminds me, and I don't know just how far I should go. Should I keep my distance, hold myself away, or try and get a little closer and blow my chance away? He reminds me, with just a simple smile, he reminds me, and my thoughts look back in time for a while. Am I being foolish, just clinging to the past? Or could it be that finally I found my love at last?
There we go, Randy Crawford, and He Reminds Me. So don't know what classification that would come under. You know, going out with someone saying, "Man, you keep reminding me of so-and-so, you keep reminding me of so-and-so." Time on The Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just coming to 20, getting towards 21 minutes after 9. Take another piece of music from Lisa Stansfield, then we'll see what Yasmin's been up to.
Yeah.
She goes off in the distance. That's Lisa Stansfield and Set Your Lovin' Free. Let's go and see if Yasmin's around. Anybody there? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, there you go. Yes, good morning, yes.
How are you?
I'm so far so good.
Oh, that's good.
I'm a happy boy.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to go and pick my car up.
Oh, yeah.
Yay. When I'm finished, you're listening over there. Valley Motors, good morning. See you soon. Yes. I'm going to go and pick my car up. Big thank you to Mr. Savange, the Minister of Public Works, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have needed to change my shock absorbers, which is all rather nice, really. Because, I mean, this is a 4x4, you know, this is a sort of sturdy vehicle, and it has trouble coping with the roads.
Mm-hmm.
And because you had your car in, you went and saw us, and they actually sent you videos
mm-hmm.
of the work that they did.
Mm-hmm.
That's
exactly.
Cool, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
If they sent me a video, it would have been about 3 hours long. So, that's good. Because you had a leak, water
mm-hmm.
leak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to another place.
Mm-hmm. You went to another place.
They have to advertise first.
Okay, yes, no, don't mention anybody. No, you know. So, okay. And so yesterday then it was sort of work and taking the car in, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And oh, how was Ian's first day at school?
Oh, he was fine.
Yeah?
It was just a few hours. You know, the first day is just a few
is
hours.
It? Okay. Just a bit like me, really, isn't it? Just a few hours. Yes.
Yeah, just talking a little bit with the new teachers,
mm-hmm.
meeting them. So, yeah, I was fine.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Because he enjoys school, doesn't he?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Now, yes.
Mm, yeah. I hated it. It was such an inconvenience.
Well, yes, because this is the last year, so maybe that's why he's excited.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Lala's awake.
Hello, Lala.
Good morning, Lala. Hola. She answered. Hola, Lala. So, oh dear, she's going to want attention. So what about today? What have you got on for today?
Today we have a dinner, right?
Oh, yes, yes, we're popping out tonight, mm-hmm. aren't we?
We're going all together to celebrate Women's Day, International Women's
Day. Is
that
what it is?
Yes. No, it's not.
No, it's not. But we're just going anyway.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll be celebrating that with Christina.
Yeah, okay. I'll go somewhere else. Yes, that'll be nice.
Yeah.
And so that's today taken care of. It's a shame because Andreas couldn't join us today, and apparently Dr. Computer can't join us tomorrow.
Exactly, yeah. Hopefully Andreas is fine.
Yeah, I hope so. He always seems to have a lot of issues, doesn't he? Poor boy.
Yes.
Yeah, and Alex is always big. He's in some sort of event, isn't he, tomorrow?
Exactly. He's going to be the host in the morning.
He's going to be the host?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's why he cannot come.
Party time or what?
I don't know.
So, yeah, so anyway, I'm having an easy week this week. Though we do have a guest on Thursday, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow we have
tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday, yes.
Yes, tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was confused, yeah.
It doesn't take much, does it? Yes. I mean, between us, we're always confused.
Yeah, it's a French artist.
Yeah. And
French director, yeah.
It's rather nice because it was the Ministry of Culture asked if we would like to interview her. Mm-hmm. Absolutely brilliant, yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yes. So she's going to be here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And have we got anybody born in... Lola, for heaven's sake. do we have anybody that was born on this day of music?
Mm-hmm. I got two. Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is Ralph Ellis. Mm-hmm. He was born in 1942 from British group The Swingin' Blue Jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Who had the 1964 UK number 2 and US number 24 single Hippie Hippie Shake.
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know this one?
I guess so, but I have to.
You will do. You'll be popping around.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There we go. That is the Swinging Blue Jeans and Hippie 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 Shake.
That was so nice.
You like that one?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you heard it before?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, just very checking. Nice. Mm-hmm. And you have to be quick because that's 1 minute and 45 seconds long.
Oh, wow.
You see, in those days, because this is around about the time when I sort of first started working on the radio, you never had time to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yes.
Always carry a bottle with you.
Oh.
So, well, in fact, Lala is now with us here, actually in the studio. So
and she's quiet.
She's quiet because she likes to have company.
Exactly.
And when she's got company, if she knows I'm around,
mm-hmm.
and she'll start screaming until I go and give you some attention, don't I, Lala?
Mm-hmm.
Hola. Nice and quiet. Just remember to bring her in here in future.
Oh, now she's going to eat.
Now she's going to eat, yes. This is boring. I think I might as well have breakfast. Why not? It's a breakfast show. So, and Mary Lou says, hola, Lala. Okay. So, Right, so yes, we've got our guest coming in. Weekend's not far away. The weeks seem to be going rather quickly.
Mm-hmm, yes, true.
Which is rather nice, because that means it won't be long till I go on holiday.
Oh, yes.
I'm going in May this time. So I suppose I'm going to have to keep sending all my videos in for the listeners.
And do you know how it's going to be the weather there?
It's going to be sort of springtime, isn't it? Sort of May, beginning of May, because we're going back to Vienna, because we didn't see as much as we wanted to last year. So we're going to fly to Madrid, then fly on to Munich. We're going to spend a couple of days in Munich to basically get rid of any jet lag, because we're going to be traveling from Munich to Vienna by train. And the last thing I wanted to do was sort of have a nice train journey to Vienna and sleep. So that's why we're going to sort of, you know, get accustomed to the time change in Munich. Then we're going to, say, get trained to Vienna. We're going to spend almost a week in Vienna. Then we're going to go by train, take two trains. We go from Vienna to Verona. And then we're going to spend time with our friend Dinah, who's got a place there. We're going to spend some time with her. And about a week. And then we're going to go by train again to Milan. We're going to spend 3 or 4 days in Milan, because it's a lovely city. And then we fly from Milan to Madrid and then back to Panama. So it's going to be a fun trip.
Exactly, nice trip.
Yeah, I don't speak any German. Jawohl. Mein Herr. So anyway, it's going to be fun. So I'm looking forward to that. Because it's not that long, not that far away, because time goes so quickly.
Oh yes, exactly.
Because we're going, I think, 2nd of May we leave. So so that's a Tuesday, and the flight's not till evening. So I'll be doing a program that day. So that's it. So yeah, but that's my life summed up in a few minutes. And what are you doing about vacation, by the way?
I don't know. I have to. Yeah. Actually, I was asking you on that today, because the thing is that he's going to be in the school.
Oh, right.
So we can just do something for the weekend.
Yeah.
But we're trying to find something very nice to do. Something different, you know.
Yeah. No, definitely. I mean, I hadn't had a vacation for such a long time until last year. And we enjoyed it so much. And Vienna's a lovely city. And, of course, we were only there a couple of days, and we didn't see half of what we wanted to see. So we said we'd go back, and we are going back. Which is very... Very good. Normally we sort of talk about these things. next year.
Exactly, yeah, that's true.
And you showed me a picture of Ian of the school. He looks growing up, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Because we've been doing this program. Natural fact, in April we start our 15th year, don't we, at the Breakfast Show. So it's rather scary, because that means that Ian was about 2 or 3 years of age when he first started coming in the studio.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, all these people are old now. Luckily, I haven't aged. I'm still 12.
You see?
Yes. You should hang around more often. I like somebody who laughs at my jokes.
She knows, yeah. She knows you're joking.
Yeah. Lala. Right, now what was your other Born on This Day in music?
The other one is Andrew Semple. He was born in 1943, guitarist and singer from English harmony beat group The Fortunes, who had the 1965 UK number 2 and US number 7 single You've Got Your Troubles, and the hits Here It Comes Again and Storm in a Teacup.
Okay, well, we don't have a storm in a teacup, because... we'd have troubles, so you've got your troubles. But the Fortunes.
I see that worried look upon your face. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. She's found somebody else to take your place. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. I too have lost my love today. All of my dreams have blown away.
just like you, I sit and wonder why. You've got your trouble, I've got my eye. You need some sympathy, well, so do I. You've got your trouble, I've got my eye. She used to love me, that I know, oh, 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 oh. And it don't seem so long ago, oh, 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 oh.
Tunes and you've got your troubles.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to hear. We've got the trouble in here now, haven't we? Rather than being outside.
No, oh, she's fine. She's quiet.
She's all right. She's been quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's annoying here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Soon she'll have her own show. You know. but I say, well, you have a great day.
Oh, thank you.
All right, mm-hmm. And of course we'll be back tomorrow. We've got another music day. Well, we've got our guest tomorrow, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's coming up, so that's tomorrow. So yeah, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
And we've got a request to play. That's from Mary Lou.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Mary Lou.
She says, "Oh la la la."
Mm-hmm.
See, parrot's taking over already. Could you please play "Lunatic Fringe" from Red Rider? Yeah, we can do that.
Of course.
Thank you.
There we go. Yes, Take It on the Run. That comes from REO Speedwagon. And I'm just seeing if I can find something here. Yes, no. I'm looking to see if I can find something I wanted information on. And that's right. I'll just tell you about it because I haven't got the date, but it was in the 1980s. And it was Jean-Michel Jarre. He did a great performance at Docklands. And that's in east side of London. Which is now, of course, a great big second city, really, developed into some skyscrapers and all sorts of things. But it used to be, as I said, when the Thames was basically the centre of commerce, and it had loads and loads of ships coming in up the Thames. And so they did this concert at Docklands. It was before it had been basically started to be redeveloped, and the old cranes were still there. And Jean-Michel Jarre was out in the middle of one of the docks on a floating stage, and he put an absolutely brilliant concert. And I thought, because I've got the poster here in the studio, and I thought, gosh, yeah, I haven't played anything for that for a long, long time. And I've actually got the live performance, and here he is with Oxygen. Oxygen 4. there we go. Absolutely brilliant. It was me screaming in amongst that lot. The only thing about it, really, the only downside was that it decided to rain. But what a great, great day. But I think Neil's actually got a picture I took at the Destination Docklands concert with the fireworks and everything else. But it was absolutely brilliant. Right, time on the Breakfast Show. I'll tell you what, we're just about a minute away before I go off and do something else. So, rather than me doing, I'm going to just play this for about a minute or so. Take us up to the top of the hour, well, 5 minutes before the hour. John Barry 7. Hit and miss. Well, there's a guy who went on to write all the Bond music. Yes, John Barry. That's with the John Barry 7, a hit and miss. And that has brought us, well, basically to the end of this morning's program. By the way, I was just looking up quickly some facts about that Destination Docklands concert. It was on Saturday the 8th and Sunday the 9th of October back in 1988. Each night, 100,000 people attended the show. Well, that's it. That brings me to the end of this morning's Breakfast Show. Big thanks to Yasmin, of course, here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing all our production work and all the social media, etc., etc. Not to mention a couple of people born on this day in music. Big thanks to Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, getting a lot of background information for us here on the Breakfast Show. And also to the boys and girls at Group Agrada, keep us up and running. And to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on the Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Back with you tomorrow, same time, 7 o'clock in the morning. Just please remember, whatever it is you're doing between now and then, do it carefully, because what do I want to be doing tomorrow morning? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.